Dwarim Tezayin, Elohei Tov Shalom Zayin, August 30th, 1977, on Tuesday. Continued.
Other processes as well. So it could be, I mean, I don't want to discuss it now. It could be that the Ikalav of Bal Yachel, according, this is Rashi, the Ikalav of Bal Yachel has left deals with Kinomis. Deals with Kinomis. But it's included a Niser against the violation of any Atlot, whether it's Kinomis or Shvuy or whatever it is. So the Melee, when Rashi says, Kinomis Arezi Bal Yachel, Kelema, Lu Yachel, the Mashma Lahabe, Lav Lazor Ashvuy Slahabe also. The Shvuy Slahabe will receive with Flashekanom. Vichiose Lu Yachel Azor Asmigorim also. So what is the Ikalav of Bal Yachel according to Rav Dime? Tells us that Kinomis there is a law. In Kinomis, and the Ikalav of Lisigu Bishkil Ashokea, that we got the Shvue of Eichel Leich. This is Rashi. So Mele, whatever we have to say in respect to Rashi, so we could say in respect to the Rambam and in respect to the Raivet. So it's true that the Raivet, the Rambam says, Avolin Leike, Omar Olo Yoru, Shvue, Veliskir Shem, Nekinu, Harizu Osa, Vidova Shemish Bolo, Avolin Leike, Veli Vikom, Yimoval Shvue say, so why is the Osa Vidova Shemish Bolo? Because it comes within the parasha of Matins. So how it is, if it's how, so maybe it's in there, the essay of Klayitz and Pivyase, and the Rambam mentions the essay of Klayitz and Pivyase, we got Mishwe. That means every Mishwe, even Mishwe without the Shem. And it can be included in the Lava of Bal Yachel also. Why does it say in the Leike? The answer is, because the Rambam doesn't mention Malkis of Bal Yachel for any Shwe. Even Shwe with Shem, he doesn't mention Malkis for Bal Yachel. But that doesn't mean that there is no Yisrael Bal Yachel. And Yisrael Bal Yachel there could be, but there is no Malkis of Bal Yachel. But the Shita of Rambam is that Shwe, without Shem, he has Chalesim. But he doesn't come within the parashah of Shwe's Bitu. The Yisrael of Nishbal Shekeh applies only, according to the Rambam, to a Shvue with Hashem. Alright. Now, and the same thing is true to the Raivet. So, when the Rosh says in the name of the Raivet, the Chikos Raivet is al Gashin and Amo Yishov HaShvue, Ad Sheyishba Bidobar HaMushma, Behayne Matfis, V'Yisrabel Ibal Yachel, Avoloi Mikom. So he says, V'Yisrabel Ibal Yachel, the Loshon, Ligabe Yatvose. So he says, V'Yisrabel Ibal Yachel. So in other words, it comes within the Yisrael of Bal Yachel. It comes within the Yisrael of Yachel, but Kom there isn't. And Malkes, the Raivet doesn't mention Malkes, because Malkes of Bal Yachel, because the Raivet Chita could be that there is no Malkes of Bal Yachel for Shvue anyway. Now, I just want to mention now, turn to the Gemara, the Ram, in Idorim Daf Tesvot. I'm not going to discuss it all, I just want to mention briefly the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ram, and then the next year we'll discuss it. So we'll see what the Shitas Rambam is as far as Bal Yachel is concerned. Now, there is a Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ram, a very fundamental Machlokes. Now, Neder is a Nisachetze. So, Memele, Ruben can answer his Kikya, his Nechosim and Shimen, and he can also answer Shimon's Nechosim upon himself. But he cannot answer, Ruben cannot answer Shimon's Nechosim upon Shimon, or Shimon's Nechosim upon Levi. I mean, that is common sense. So, Neder, through Neder, Ruben can answer his Nechosim upon somebody else, upon Shimon, or he can also answer Shimon's Nechosim upon Ruben, upon him. How about Shmuel? So how about Shvue? So the Torah says, and Omer Hashem apparently will agree with the Torah, that in view of the fact der Tschui ist in dieser Gabre, so mit Mädele, Ruben, Gutnat, Asra, hier ist nicht Hosim und Panschim, alles Schim, Fuhe und Schwui. Alles Schimen, hier ist der Schwui auf Ruben, die Enzo Sonne, und so dem becomes, then he adapted as his own Schwui. But if he doesn't say on it, if Ruben said, says to Schimen, an im Nishba, shall we tehenne minich sei, it's null and void. The Torah says that. The Rambam Shite is to the counter. Now, the Rambam says in the game of Shu'a is Alochale. Misha Nishba Shazora Kishplain Yitzreel Yam. Gulo Yzora. Oishalo Yzora Gulo Yzora. Hariz a Chayo Vishwa Zbitu. The Apple Pisha Eni Vilahabo. Shari Eni Yochel Yishova Shizrik Shu Yizrik Kishplain. Behold Misha Nishba Achim Shiasu Kafika. Olo Yasu. Afilo Yopono Fayishte in a Chayo Vishwa Zbitu. Shari Eni Yodelo Likayim Vilubatu. You make me say like a smart dog, and you make me show you. You don't forget me show shop. The woman in the lake me show shop. Shari F shall eat and achir and she eat small men with this kind of was. The name took his mask and they be she need was for a sophic. She lake in a well. Ellen can you laugh at me before his batero. Mush is boy what's on it down. The name is achir and his cock in the kind of is a nishba. Ellen can you know me push it down. We keep with both a real mush bochi. Shall we give you late to show. Then I look at all this. Bamed war ma mori. So now the Rambam says, if Ruben says to Shimon that the Chvo shall shetizrik tzreir yam, so then it's not halad Shimon. There's no authority to impose upon Shimon that Shimon should be zirik tzreir yam. But if Shimon is mitayim the Chvo, so then he is not a mere Ruben, but if Shimon is not the kind of Shwe, so then it's a goy mil say that Ruben was Nishba Lashon. Alright. Bamed Rama Murin, Kishin Nishba Dava Sheini Bashus. Kishin Nishba Ruben al Shimon Shoyer Bishayo. Oy Shoyer Chubboso Vichayet. Avolim Nishba Ruben. Shoyer Kone Shimon Bibetsay. Vishoyer Hene Nichoso. Vyova Shimon Vidichnas Lebesi Shal Ruben. Vinene Nichoso. Shoyer Midas Ruben. Ruben Potter. שערי וונוס ושימן חייב שאובה על דוברו סולי לעשי סי שלא נשבע זה אלא על דוברו שהוא בשו סי וכי כל קייצים הזה זה גם במתמד שזה בכחידש יפרו ונטקסי שווי that שומן שימן שהוא תנטר his house רובינס house something that has to do with his רישוס so then so רובי So he says, so Shimon, so Ruben is Potter, and then Ruben. And Ruben enters his house, I mean Shimon enters from his house. Oh, Ruben was Nishba, that Shimon should not have Anoye from Ruben's Nechosim, and Shimon had Anoye from Ruben's Nechosim, so Ruben is Potter. Shari Onus, Shimon Chayev, Shehovar al Dovro Solila says, Shimon is Chayev. So the Torah is Chayev, he says. Bishlaim Banedea, understand very well. If Ruben asks his Nechosim and Shimon, so it's a Nisachevze, so it's a Nisachevze, so Shimon can be Chayev. Because it's Chalan Shimon, because it's a Nisachevze. But Shvui is a Nisagavre, how can it be Chalan Shimon? Now, so, what could you say about the Shilas Rambam? Because the Shvui is only a Nisagavre and not a Nisachevze, it's not such a Dovoboshe. Because Rasha Shite in Shvui says that Shvui can be a Nisachevze too. Rasha Shite in Shvui. We don't have a Rasha Ridor. But Rasha Shite in Shvui says that the Shvui can be Nisachevze too. In other words, Nedak is only Nisachevze. He cannot Asa the Gavre. Once he Asa the Chevze, so then the Bal Yachl is a Nisagavre, the Ram says, Tafiut Chesed Ridorim. But in the Chalitz, it's a Nisachevze. It's how. As in it takes effect on the head. But Shvui, it all depends how we formulate the Shvui. If someone says, Shvur Shalei Chuti Kazeh, then it takes effect as a Mizakafa. But if he says, Shvur Kazeh Oser Olai Mishvur, if he formulates it in terms of Hefte, so then the Hefte becomes Oser Mishvur. And this is, and Rashi says Mishvur is, now we have Aloche, Nishba Levatel Sam Mitzvah is not Chal, it's Mishvur Shot. Nishba Neder Levatel Sam Mitzvah is Chal. Why? Because Neder is this a Hefte. So maybe if he asks the Sukkah upon himself, the Suki is not Mushba Mar Sinai, the Gav is Mushba Mar Sinai, the Jew is Mushba Mar Sinai, but the Suki is not Mushba Mar Sinai. So in Machil Lodom Dom Rosel, so maybe he cannot sit in the Suki. If he asks the Matzeh, it's the Hefte. So true, the Gav is Mushba Mar Sinai to eat Matzeh Pesach night. But the Matzeh is not Mushba Mar Sinai. So maybe if he asks the Matzeh, so he cannot eat the Matzeh because it becomes a double assault for him. So, but Shvuyeh is a Nisagafre, and the Gavre is Mujim Bar Sinai, so the Meile Shvuyeh Levat Bar Mitzvah is not Chal. So Rashi says, that is only if he asks the Gavre. If he says, Shvuyeh Shelo Yeichol Matzeh Leile Pesach. But, or Shvuyeh Shelo Yeishiv Yisuko Bim Chag HaSukis. But if he says, Yishiva Suko Asuo Lai Bishvuyeh, so then it's like Neda. So Shvuyeh is like Neda, according to Rashi. And it is chal about the mitzvah. So Rashi Shite in Shvuyeh is that Shvuyeh can be chal on the Hefzeh too, if he has the Hefzeh. If he has the Gavre, then it's chal on the Gavre, it's not on the Hefzeh. Teisves in Shvuyeh and in Dori. Dr. Zion, this is a story shenis. One Lashon Teisves is that Shvuyeh can only be chal by Gavre, through Gavre, through Nisa Gavre, and even if he answers the Hefzeh, so it cannot be chal on the Hefze. And another Lashon Teisves in Nidorim Dafte Zayin is also in Shvuyeh that if he has the Hefze, so it is chal. Now, the two is masik on the Rambam. The Rambam says, "If Nishba Ruben shall he call Shimon the basis for Yemen Mechosol, so Ruben Poter and Shimon Chayet shall over al Dovro Osolei Laseise shall he Nishba Ze al Dovro Shu Beshusei Chayvar Yitzvei." So the two is masik, another Mishayim are also masik. After Bishwayme Banedea, so it's a Nisachevtze. So we can understand that if Ruben Asas is Nechosim and Shimon is Nene, so Mimele Shimon is Chayim Monfes Mishimor Yachon. There's the Shit of the Ram. The Shit of the Ram. But by Shmuel is a Nisagavre. How can Shimon be Chayim? So what do we say? The Shit of the Rambam is like Rashi Shite. Like the Washington Tetzves in Shvuyeh, like the Washington Tetzves in the Dorin Dafte Zayin, the Shvuyeh, if he has the Hefze, so Shvuyeh is also Chal on the Hefze. So that would be alright if the Shibes HaRambam would be. Vis-a-vis Nedea, that if Ruben Asas is Nechosim and Shimen, and then Shimen is Nene, that Shimen is Chayim Malkes, Mishum Bar Yacho, that is the Shit of the Ram, fine. So then we could explain the Rambam in the Kei Mishuiz as well. But the Shittas Rambam happens to be the direct antithesis of the Shittas Rambam. That's the Machlekes. Dach Tesvo. So now the Dach Tesvo from Medale, the bottom Ram, the last paragraph, the Dibra Maschel Hal Holchwa. Now, the Gemara says that this form now. Shabnan is the Pesach in Tilch of Mizabich at the Chag. Hoch of Nea Pesach Asur Manos at the Pesach. Hoch of Nea Pesach Asur Loyol Choloi. Omar Ababe, Hoch of Nea Pesach Asur Leike. Loyol Cho Asur Abal. So, Hoch Asur Manos in Leike. Kelei Mar Leike he. So he answered. He's the Chosim upon her. Loike he. Abel who in Leike. Shall we also shall he say. Elo she deal. The Efshah Bitton and Ameho, the Tan and Ameho Ashmin and Agu, all Khaida, all the Hibi is Sue, Avloy of Qua. Avla Rambam Zal, Kosa Vloike, who? Shane Piro, Imheno Iso, Avul He in the Lake, the Hibi will not walk loud, Lushaya Bolayaholi Bure. So there is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ram, a very fundamental Machlekes. If Rubin says to Shimon, Nihosa Yasun in the Lach of Adelaide, and then Shimon is there. So the Ram says, who gets Malkes? Shimon. The Ram, Shimon, not Ruben. He didn't ask her. So the Yisachevtze was Chal on Shimon. Not on him, he didn't ask on him. Why should he get malchus? So even if he's machir, he's mahane, shimen v'yodayim, so he can only be ive with the even. But bal yachol, Reuven is not ive. Shimon is ive bal yachol. It seems like the Rambam. Is that a story? The Rambam says, no, just the reverse. That if Reuven asked his anoye, the anoye of his nechosim upon Shimon, and then Reuven was mihane Shimon, so Shimon doesn't get malkes for bal yachol, even though it is osaranim, he doesn't get malkes. Why? Because he didn't take the afloye. But Reuven, if he was mihane b'yodayim Shimon, he gets malkes. So he says, "Aber Rambam zal kosav leike ushin diri men eiso. Aber he ain't no leiko. The chimur in a troklal ishay bo yachol. Vilese." The Rambam says, "The vade hu in the leike. We don't know the kamon before he came in a muda. Gabi yesh nila bikinomis. Omer le rabache vrede rabike le rabashe. Titri olecho. Vinosno le matone. Mi moal. Nimu neisei. Hola asirale. Alme ino eisei. In the cloud. Vi amuda name vade hova. Die Abel gab dich sieb, wie auch und vorei, wo ich auch hier an die bekomme. Wie reihe ich doch auch. Mit einem Rünen für die Kette Dei, und ich muss ziehen, ich schwa kurz und sagt, Gott, mein Gott, wie soll denn schwuhe, wie ist aber ja, und vorher schoss, wie ist aber ja, komm, komm, und ich gehe, ich bin dich hier, wie auch la Achere, scha Achere im Leike, alle Deche, mich um Baljacho, alle mein Bruder Leike, Abel gab doch mal mit, hier kann ich auch, ich kann nur noch Leike, ein Ische Gott. Ein Ische Gott. So the Ram, so we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ram. Now, the Rambam, in two places, in Perikei Milchus Midor and Aloch Ale, the Rambam says, Ruben Shoma Lishimen Arei Yolech Acheren, Oy Arei Ato Osa Vanose, Neser Al Shimen Sheyene Beruvi, Vimova Venene, if Shimen was Nene from Ruvi, was Nene from Ruvi, Ein Leike, Shalei Omar Shimen Klum. So he is not Nene, not Leike. According to Ram, Shimon is like it. Even though he didn't say anything, he didn't take the neder. Doesn't matter. So it was Chalan Shimon. Umutel the Reuven on it. Shimon shall lose Hashem. Say, all right, that's another portion. Then, so here he doesn't. So here he only says that Shimon is not like it, but he doesn't spell it out that if Reuven is Mahane Shimon, the Yodayim that Reuven is like it. But that he spells out in Perikut Milchus Nidor Maloche Haloche Yudveit Mishe Hidi. Es ist in Macheshle, wo man los ist, nach Nenes, wo man kam oder Pesach, im Telefon des Obich, mal jem war zu kes, aber es ist so, wenn es von mir jahat, sehe ich schon mal Telefon, wie man kommt von der Pesach, war ein Hu, mir hane oiso, mit ne a Pesach, harei ze leike, war ein Hu, mir hane oiso, mit ne a Pesach, harei ze leike. So die Mahane, die Mahane ist leike. So in other words, so in Perikei he says, that the Nehene is not like it, even though the Yisrael was imposed upon him, and it's Nisachevtze, but he is not like it, because he didn't take that lawyer, and Reuven, so if Reuven doesn't do it, you're dying, so he doesn't get Malkes, but if Reuven is Mehane Shimon, let's say, Reuven asked his kikar on Shimon, and then he served him the kikar to eat, to Shimon, so Reuven is like it. So he has the kashe. The Gemara says, Gabi Yesh Nila Bikinomis, so Kitri Olech Unas Lomatone, meanwhile, Luim Leisei, Rui Asir Olei. So the Gemara says it is the Rapposhu, that it's inconceivable that the nation, by giving it to the Mudar, the Magyar, by giving it to the Mudar, should be male. Why? Because it wasn't necessary. Why is there such a double portion? After all, vis-a-vis Malkes of Oyacho. So the Mahana is a male. So why couldn't we say the same thing vis-a-vis Miller economics? And then, so that's an analogy between the Miller economics and the Malkes of Oyacho. All right, so somebody could say there is a distinction between Malkes of Oyacho and between Miller. But then he mentions a Gemara Mefureshes, Gemara Dina Tachmenbo, that if, let's say, a cotton mufle some of ish would be magdish echeifetz, and then somebody, so it's half, and then somebody would be nene, so the one who would be eiche in the kitchen, so he's like him. So in other words, so the nene is like, so it's counter to the Rambam. Now, what is the shibus Rambam? Reb Chaim says that the mokir of the Rambam, that when Reuven is mother Shimon, so Shimon is not chayev malkes mishum bal yachol is a sifri zute. The sifri zute says bal yachol dvorei ish ki yidavel ad Hashem u yishav shvul asher misal nafshei u yachol dvorei chayi tzipiv yasa u yachol dvorei. So ein li elo שאיסר על עצמי, איסר על אחרים מנהלים, ופיתיזוסר על אחרים, שאחרים אסורים, איסר על אחרים מנהלים, ודאחרים הרוסע, תלמוד לי מה ככל הייתי עם דיביאז. That's the lotion of the sifrizut. So in other words, so the Rambam understood the sifrizut, the kipshute, because the sifrizut is that אין לי אלו איסר על עצמי, איסר על אחרים מנהלים, that the Achirim are Oseah, that in other words, if Reuven asks his kikar al Shimon, that Shimon is Oseah to eat the kikar, Talmud Lema Kichol Ayitzin Pivyase. So the Rambam understood, Talmud Lema Kichol Ayitzin Pivyase, that it's only in respect to Kichol Ayitzin Pivyase, but to Yach Dvorina. In other words, if Reuven asks his Nechosim al Shimon, if Reuven asks his kikar al Shimon, so then, so it's Oseah, it's a Nisachepze, so it's Oseah al Shimon. So Shimon, if he eats it, he's able only the SF creates in Bivyasi, but not Liachud Vorei. Why not Liachud Vorei? Because Liachud Vorei, who can be able Liachud Vorei? Liachud Vorei can be able only the one who made the Aploye. But one who didn't make the Aploye, he cannot be able about Liachud Vorei. Only the one who made the Aploye. So who made the Aploye? Reuven made the Aploye. So if Reuven will be Mehanevi Yodayim, Shimon, he'll be Mevo Yachol. But Shimon, he didn't take that for you. So Mimele, he's not Mevo Yachol. The Nisar of Val Yachol implies, the love of Val Yachol implies the Nisar not to violate one's own pledge, one's own vow. Masha'ikin, if Shimon didn't take the pledge, if he didn't take the vow, so he's not Mevo Yachol. But there is a special Ribu, Chechol Ayetzin Pib Yasser, whatever is chal, chol ayitzin pin of the neidea, and it's chal, so is yase, so not only yase the neidea, yase even the muda. This is what the sifrizute is marvel. So in other words, so when the Rambam says in Perkei of Nidore, Reuven shom al shimen harim lo lechachirem harim ato osa banosim neser al shimen shiyene meruven vimora binele in reike. Why? Because it's neser al shimen mitzad yeser why it's in pivyase. That's the alpuse of the sifrizute. But it doesn't come within bal yachol. Bal yachol is only shayach to the one who made the aploy. Not to the muda. Only to the man. Alright. So, but the rana sikash on yimor nidor. Over there, if someone was magdish a kikar, and then another person ate it, so the one who ate it is either he didn't take that for it. That's one kasha. And then, now, I just wanted to mention that. So, now, the other Rambam in Perikei Milchus Nidore, when the Rambam says במה דבר המון שנשבר דבר שני בשוסי? כן שנשבר ראובן, על שימי שלו יהיה לו בסחירה, אוי שלו יהיה חובוסו וחיית בזה, אבל נשבר ראובן שלו יקונה שימי בבייסי שלו יהיה לו מחוסו, ובא שימי נכנסו בישו ראובן, והנה לו מחוסו שלו ידעס ראובן, ראובן פוטה שרי אונוס, ושימי חיית שובר על דבר ראוסו ולעשי סי. So the kasha is, but the tool is massive. So what can we say? So the tool is massive, but by neither the tool would agree that Shimon is high. So what could we say on the Rambam? The Rambam Shite is like Rashi in Shuas, and like the Washington Tetzves in Shuas, and Nidorim at the Zion, that Shui can be Sachev Tetu. So that would be all right if the Rambam Shite had been like the Rambam, that when Reuben is Madia, Hanoi, from his Nechosim upon Shimon, so and Shimon is Neme, Shimon is Chayev, Malkes, so you could say that by Shvuah too, if he has a Hefzeh. But the Rambam should have to be by Neder, that the Mudar is not Chayev. So it is Yitzile Be'arev V'giyure B'shmei Shmayev. So by Neder, Shimon is not Chayev. And by Shvuah, Shimon is Chayev. How can that be? So that's a very strange Rambam. All right, next time, so we'll discuss that Shiras Rambam, and then we'll proceed with the Mark.
Fifth Shir in the Dorm, Yud Ches Elohei Tov Shalom at Zion, September 1st, 1977, on Thursday.
Last time, I mentioned the difficulty in the Rambam. First of all, there is a machlekes between the Ram and the Rambam, and all the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam Shita. The Shita Saran and the Rashbo, all Rishonim is that if Reuben is mother Anoya Shimon, if Reuben asks his Anoya Shimon, so, and then Shimon is Nehne, or Reuben was Nehane Shimon Biotai, so according to the Ram and the Rashbo, Reuben is only evil if neither. But who is evil about Yachol? Who is Chayv Malka about Yachol? Shimon. The Ram says so, the Rashbo says so. The Rambam says just the reverse. That if Reuben was Mehane, Shimon be Yodai, so Reuben is Leike, but Shimon is not Leike. Now, so what is the Shiras Rambam? Shiras Rambam is that in order to be evil about Yachol, then you must be mechalim your own afloy. Now Shimon didn't make any afloy. It's chal, but he didn't make any afloy. So mele cannot be able yach. Now the shittes aram in the Rashba is that it doesn't matter in as much as neder is a misachevtze. So when Reuben says hanuas nechosim asur olecho nechosay asur olecho ba'anoy, so mele Shimon becomes Oser, so the Hefze becomes Oser through Shimon. So Mele is Eberbal Yachol. And the Ram asks two kashas. One kasha is that the Gemara Daflamet Vov says that if Reuven said Kinyan Kikyar Zeo Lecho Shimon, and then he gave it to Shimon to eat the Kikyar, so the Gemara says Limel Reuven Holy Oser. Elo, who could be Meyel? If Yesh Meyel Bikonomates, Shimon. So vis-a-vis Meyel Bikonomates, who is the one that can be Meyel? The Mudah, not the Mother. So why shouldn't Ligabi Bar Yachol also? Why shouldn't we say Ligabi Bar Yachol also? That the Mudah is a Bar Yachol, not the Mother. So that does not present such a strong kashi, because there could be a difference between the Isamile. The Isamile is based upon the fact that he was Nenefam Hedesh, and when Yeshmer Kinomis, so Kinomis is also considered like Hedesh in respect to Mile. So only the one to whom it is also the Mudah, not the Mad. Mashenki Balyacho, the essence of Balyacho consists of violating one's own aploy. So mele Reuven is Asaris, the Hanoes Nechosim, and Shimon, so who violates his aploy? Reuven, when he's Mehane Shimon, not Shimon. So that doesn't present any kasha. But there is, the Ram mentions another kasha against the Rambam, which is much stronger kasha. The Gemara, that the Membor Benina says that if a person, if may cut Namuf le Samach Lish, 12 years old, so it's Magdish, a Kikea, and then somebody else eats that Kikea, so that somebody else who wasn't Magdish is higher Malkes Mishimoya. So we see like the Ram and the Rashi. The Ram and the Rashi will be mentioning that stira from the Gemara in Nide Daf Mevor. Now, so the Rambam Shita is that Bal Yachol as a Shaykhes to the one who made Afloy. The essence of Bal Yachol consists in violating one's Afloy. So maybe the Muda didn't take any Afloy, it's Chal. Oh, so maybe the question is, Monevshech, if Bal Yachol has no application to the Muda, why should it be Osir? And the Rambam says, Shimon is Osir, but Matleike is not. So it's not Bal Yachol. So what is it? What is it if it's not Bal Yachol? What is it? So it has to be something else, an essay. So Reb Chaim says it's not in the Sefer. Reb Chaim mentions a Sifri Zute now. This Yeshiva, we don't have a Sifri Zute. It's a very important Sefer. But anyway, the Sifri Zute, the way Reb Chaim quotes the Loshon of the Sifri Zute, I mean, so is that lo yachol dvorei k'chol ha'yitzim b'v'yase lo yachol dvorei ein li elo she'yiser la'atzmi al achiri minayin talmud leima k'chol ha'yitzim b'v'yase. That's the loshi of the Sifri Zute, the way we have it in the Sifri Zute. Ein li elo eiser la'atzmi, so there is lo yachol al achiri minayin. How could there be lo yachol al achirim? The achirim didn't take any afloye. Talmud leima k'chol ha'yitzim b'v'yase. Because actually, the Yachol Dvorei k'chol ha'yitzim piv, the Yasi is superfluous. The Torah did not have to mention it. So what does it mean? K'chol ha'yitzim piv of the Neitei Yasi. Everybody has to fulfill, to conform to it. Even Dachir. So in other words, so this Drosh in the Sifri Zute implies, in effect, that in regard to the Bal Yachol applies only to the one, to the Mafli, to the one who made that loy. But k'chol b'yaseh, k'chol ha'yitzim piv yaseh applies to everyone else. To everyone else. And so, to everyone else for whom it is chal. And since never is in Yisachepze, so it can be chal. And achirim too. So mainly it comes within the yisah of ha'yitzim piv yaseh. Because k'chol ha'yitzim piv yaseh does not only imply chiv yaseh, it also implies who underscore of which is there of the ECRS of Klayit and Piriyas, but not underscore of Liachot Dvorei, since Liachot Dvorei has no application to the Mudea, so there is no Malkus. There is no Malkus. Now, the Yalkut Shemeni we don't have here, it's a Frizute, but the Yalkut Shemeni mentions a Droshe that is similar to the Droshe of the Sifrizute. Not the same words, but it's similar. Yalkut Shemeni said as follows. Chonon hoyoeimer, Yalkut Shemeni. Yochel she'in le'iva bin dorin bil yachel elohu. What does it mean? Who? The Madim. Somebody who did not make that way. So how do we know that they are also evil? Talmud Lima Chechola Yitzin Pivyas. Not Talmud Lima Yachl Roy. But Chla Yitzin Pivyas. So it's the same Drosh. In other words, that vis-a-vis Achirim, so there is no Bal Yachl. What will the Ram and the Rashba do with the Sifri Zute? The answer is, the Ram and the Rashba will also say, in other words, if there hadn't been a posik of Kechol HaYetzim Piv Yaseh that is Marbim Achirim, Yaseh, he has to come forward. Even Achirim have to come forward. So if there hadn't been an extra posik, then I would limit the whole Isameder to the person who makes that way. But not Achirim. But since the Kechol HaYetzim Piv Yaseh is Marbim Achirim, so the Kechol HaYetzim Piv Yaseh, the Ribu, that is implicit in the possible Yitzim Piv Yaseh applies not only to Chol Yitzim Piv Yaseh, it applies to Yachud Borei also. In other words, we have to resort to a special posik that there is an Iser of Neder even Gav Achir. Without the special posik, I would say a person cannot impose an Iser Neder upon somebody else, even though it's an Iser Hefte, but he doesn't have the authority to impose an Iser Neder or an Iser Neder on somebody who is not Machir. So that is implicit in Chol HaYetzim Piv Yaseh. But it advises us not only that the Achirim are Reva Chol HaYetzim Piv Yaseh, that the Achirim are Reva Bo Yachad too. But the Rambam explained this in Pizut and no. Since Minayin Av Achirim Yevrim Yemi Talmud Lima Chol HaYetzim Piv Yaseh, so it's only on the score of Chol HaYetzim Piv Yaseh that Achirim are Reva. But on the score of Bo Yachad Vorei, only the Mafli. Easy. Alright, this is the Shinis Ram. Alright, that's the motive. Now, so then we are faced with a stira in the Rambam. Because here he says, Vimoba Vinene in the lake, Shalom Yom Marshim Enklum. So he says that in so many words, that there is no malchus legabi the muda al bal yachad vav. So im baldor that is a nisachet. So it's only the esef klayit and piviyas. But so by shvuah certainly, I mean the muda the mushbe could not be chayev. And by shvuah the Rambam paskins that he is chayev. The Rambam paskins. במדו אמון פרקי וחשבו יש הלכת הלכת במדו אמורים כי שניש בעל דור השני בשוסה כי שניש בערו בין הלשימה שלא ילך בסחירה או ישל יחו בוסו וחיי יצא בזה אבל אם ניש בערו בין שלא יקון הישימה מבנסה ושלא יהנה מן חוסו ויוב השימה ויכנס לבנסה של רובין ונהנה מן חוסו שלא ימדעס רובין רובין פותח שעריונוס וישימה חייב שאוב על דור עושה למעשה שלניש בזה על דובו שהוא בשוסי וכן כל קיץ בזה. Now, in the Ksovim of Reb Chaim and Havolvo, I mean, it's a miscellaneous collection of Chidushi Teiro, so I think that there is a certain mix-up. I mean, I think that it's really Reb Chaim said it, but it's mentioned the name of Havolvo, and then they say something in the name of Reb Chaim. Anyway, Reb Chaim says, that certainly Reb Chaim says, not alone, that the Shittas Rambam is like the Ran in Nidor. In other words, that there are two types of Ikra Nidor, Ikra Neder. One Ikra Neder is grounded in Hatvose Behekdesh, and another type of Ikra Neder is takes effect. I mean, another type of Ikra Neder takes effect by the Mafli simply Aser. So, not like the Ran in Shavuos, that the whole din of Neder, of Chaleis B'Neder, is by way of Hatvose B'Hekdesh. And even when he says Kikah Ze'osa Lain, he doesn't say Ki Hekdesh, so it's by way of Yodis. No, there are two types of Ikra Neder. I mean, That's Reb Chaim certainly says. I mean, it's mashma. Without Reb Chaim saying it, it's mashma from Loshon Rambam that he agrees with the Shita of the Ran, with the Shita of the Ran the Shita of the Ran in Dor. Now. Which is a big chiddush, but it's not unreasonable in any way. In other words, the Ran is the kasha against the Rambam. From the Gemara in Shmuel, now the Gemara in that if somebody, even in Mufle Samach Lish, was Magdish Kikya, and then another person was Echol the Kikya, so the person was Echol the Kikya. Is Lekem Shimbal Yachal, but according to the Rambam, he's not Lekem Shimbal Yachal. Only the mother is Lekem. So now let's see the Lashon Rambam. When the Rambam says, Ruben Shomer Lishimen, Harini Olecho Cheren, or Areyato Osaban Yossi, Neser al Shimen Sheyene Beruven, Vim Obar Vinene, Eme Lekem, Sharli Omar Shimen Klu. Now, what kind of example does the Rambam mention here? There are two types of ikrenidori. One is by atvose in Hekdesh, and one by simply asking. Does the Rambam mention an example of atvose in Hekdesh, or the Rambam mentions an example of simply asking it, not atvose, simply asking it? Now, when the Rambam mentions in Ilchas Mile, I don't tell the Rambam Ilchas Mile here, when he mentions the din of Yesh Mile Bekonomes, so there the Rambam says, Kikrio os kik, that kikaze olai kenim. So he mentions an example of hatwas. So in other words, the Rambam will be masking that when someone is magdish, a chifetz, and then another person is nene from that chifetz, so then he's the mudar is chayav malkus. Why? Because then it's not that the madir asa the chifetz of panshina. The mother didn't asa the chifetz of panshina. The mother just made the neder of arizu as a kik as a hekdesh. So mimele, since it becomes hekdesh. So Mimele, everyone is osea to have an oye from it. So it's not that the madir asked it. It's not that the madir affected the isea upon the mudah. The mudah is osea Mimele. Just as every Jew is osea to eat chazer, is osea to eat nevele. Because nevele is osea. So here, if a person is magdish, ikika la hekdesh, it becomes a hefze of hekdesh. There is an isea, so Mimele. There is an isea of being nene from Hekdesh. So it's not that the madir asa the tanshine. The madir made it into Hekdesh. So Reb Chaim says, maybe Reb Chaim says, I think it's Reb Chaim who said it, it's not, it's misquoted. So Reb Chaim says that when someone asers through Hatvose beHekdesh, so it has the same chalish thing. So we have the same chalitz din as by Hekdesh Mamish. Just as by Hekdesh Mamish. So the madir is not the eiseya, the kiker and the muda. And it's not the eiseya, the kiker and the dachir. So mimele is also. Because the madir is only kiriyah the shem Hekdesh. He says arizu. So mimele it's nitvas b'shem Hekdesh. Mimele everyone is also to be nehene from that kikya. So when a person says kikyar ze kikom, so it is also nitvas in the chalin shem of Hekdesh. So mimele it's also. So if it's a kinim kloli, in all economics we have two kinds. We have kinim kloli and we have kinim kloli. Kinim kloli is completely analogous to Hekdesh. In other words, he says kikyar ze kikom, but everybody, not only upon myself, not only upon Shimon Levi Yehuda, but everyone. So then it's completely like Hekdesh. But even if it's given poti, and he says, Kikel ze, Ruben says to Shimon, Kikel ze, also Olecho, Kikom, but it's Nitvas, bin the Chalishem Hekdesh, Voraya, there is Mile. So, how could you say, now you can ask a question, there is Mile. But if it's in poti, how can there be mila? If it's hekdesh, it's hekdesh. It should be hekdesh to everyone, not only hekdesh vis-a-vis Shimon. The answer is that the halacha of nidogim that you can be matvitz in respect to. So without a posse. So that only means we would have, so the Prime says, without a special posse of clients in the asset, I would say there. That the ikane when it's not what was it. So then it becomes osea because the madir asas it on. So without a special posse, why should he have the authority, the keah, to ask it upon somebody else? What jurisdiction does he have upon another person to legislate for another person? Two reasons is a chepzeh. But still without a special posse, he wouldn't have the authority, the keah, to ask somebody else. If it's by way of atvose, so then we don't need a special posik that one can be magdish ekikia. Suppose it's English magdish. Do we need a special posik that one can be magdish? Without a special posik of chayitzim bivyase, I wouldn't know that if somebody is magdish ekikia, magdish mamish, not kinomis, that if everybody is also to be nehene, of course, without a special posik. Because when you make an edek of hekdesh, so you are just Kevi Hashem, Hekdesh and Hekdesh. And it's not that you are answering that another person. So we don't need a special posse. We don't have to resolve a special posse. When we have to resolve to a special posse, when he says, Ki kelze osu olecho, so then how does it become osu? Because I asked it. In other words, I have a keyach to ask. Why should I have a keyach to ask somebody else? I mean, what authority do I possess to legislate, to ask somebody else, is a chepze. So what if it is a chepze? So I should be able to answer it for myself, but not for somebody else? The answer is because there is a special zakosu. But without a special zakosu, he wouldn't be able to answer. So maybe Shibes HaRamba means the special zakosu only implies that it's a zakiyach to answer and to come within the isaresse of klayit into the answer. But not that he has a kiyach to answer so that he would come within the love of Bal Yach Dvori, that not so is in the lake. Masha'im came when he's Magdish Ikikia, Magdish Mamish. So we don't have to resort to a posik. Of course he can be Magdish. Mimele everybody is osir. So the same thing is true of Kinomis too. Because since Kinomis, even if it's Kinem Poti, is Chal by way of Atvose in Hekdesh. So there is Amshochas Bushe. So that means that relative to his pushimen, there is amshachas pushim, becomes good, it becomes kodesh. Mimele shimen is osa. Not because he has any that shimen. So mimele, there is bal yachol on the muda too. So when does the Rambam say that the muda is not like a, that is, if the neder took effect by simply answering it? So then, he is the Eisa. It's not that Shimon Mimele becomes Osa. So then it's like Hegdesh, because Hatvose is Amshoka of Hegdesh. Vorayah there is Mile. So since he is the Eisa, and it's a special Zerzakosu, that Ruben can Aser Alachim. Special Zerzakosu. Then Zerzakosu only tells us that he can Aser, so that it would come within the Iser Eser of Christ in the Yasser. But not that he can ask her so that he would come within the love of Bal Yachol. Masha'in came when he's Magdish. Masha'in came when he's Magdish, the Gemara in Lite. He's Magdish Mamesh. So it's not that Ruben asks it on Achim. Ruben declares it as Hegdish. Mimele it's Osir. Mimele it's Osir. So Mimele, that's why the Gemara in Lite says, that if someone was Magdish Ekikia, and boy echot, even a mufle some leish was magnificent. Boy echot, we all play who like it, because we don't have to resort to a special posik that a person has the authority to legislate to asher for others for achim. Here, it becomes hegdesh. Memele, everybody is aveir amayach. So not only when someone is magnish, even when somebody assers became. But as long as it's by way of atvos in Hegdesh, so it takes effect by way of Amshochas Dushi of the Hegdesh. So in other words, he doesn't aser on Shimon, he asers it. He makes it into a Hegdesh. But not like a human quality as a Hegdesh relative to everybody else, only relative to Shimon. But relative to Shimon, Shimon is also. Shimon is osir because it is hegdesh relative to Shimon. So maybe we don't have to resort to the special drosha of the chayit and piliase. So maybe the Rambam will be made. So the Rambam, when does the Rambam say that the muda is not like when it was not, when the neder was not taken to atvosi? Ruben shomar l'shimon, harei miyolech ocheret, or harei ato osa banu osi, neser al Shimon sheyene beruben. Vim ova vinene, emileike, sharele omar shimin klum. So omar shimin klum. But he asked him. So he only had the keyach to answer him with gabe, so that he would come included in the isaresse of Klaiz and Pivyase, not in the love of Layach Boy. So that means, according to what Abraham says, that there are two types of Balyach. There are two types of Balyach. There is a Balyach, let's say, suppose, Ruben asers the kikiyah upon himself, so then he has a kikiyah to aser upon himself. Even though it's not by way of atvose, then there is bal yachol. So in other words, there are two types of bal yachol. There is one bal yachol where the isa consists, where that applies. There is one bal yachol that applies to nehne min ha-hegdesh, or to nehne of kinomis, which is amshoche of dushe of hegdesh. So it's also a hedge. And then there is another Bal Yachol where Ruben says, Kikri ze oser olai. Or, Kikircho, he says to Shimon, oser olai. That he can, because he has a right, he has the authority to aser somebody else's chayfetz upon himself. So then it comes within Bal Yachol Bore. So there is a fundamental distinction between the Iser Bal Yachol, when a person asses it as declares it as Hegdesh, or he asses it by being matvis in Hegdesh, so it's the same aloche. So then the Bal Yachol applies even to Acherim, and the Bal Yachol, when the person asses it not to Atvose, and upon himself. So when the person, so the Rambam is made, so there is no stire There is no stira found anymore in Ide. The more in Ide, in Ide has reference to Magdish Mamesh, or it can even have reference to Kinomis, but not simply Asarim in the Kikya. And the Rambam deals with the case where he simply asks the Kikya, not to Atwasi, not to Atwasi. So maybe it means that there, when somebody is Nenefam Hegdesh, then he's Iva Bal Yachel, because he is Michalel, the Kedushin, that took effect to Atloy. Ruben asked the Kikia, the Magdisha Kikia. Ruben was Magdisha Kikia. And then everybody was Nene from him. So Mele is Iva Bar Yacho. Why? Because he was Mechalel the Kedushin. So the Acher that was Nene from the Kikia is Iva Bar Yacho because he was Mechalel the Kedushin that took effect to Atloy. And then when Ruvein answers his kikir on Shimon, not what was it, and Ruvein was Mihane Shimon of that kikir, he served it to him, he fed the kikir to Shimon, so the Rambam says, Shimon is not like him Shim Bal Yachol, Ruvein is like him Shim Bal Yachol. So over here, what is the essence of the Bal Yachol? Not for being Mihalon the Dushe that took effect to Atloye, but the love of Bal Yachol consists, the ease of Bal Yachol consists in being Michalel one's own Afloy. So it's a different type of Balyach. The Balyach that Rubin the Mehane is there when he's Mehane Shimon, and the Balyach that Shimon is there when he eats a kick out that Rubin was Magdish, are two different Balyachos. It's the same Balyach. But in other words, it's a different Isa. In the case where an Achia is Nene from a kick out that Rubin was Magdish, then the Isa consists, the Avera consists in being Mechalel the Kedushe that took effect to Atloy. But when Ruvein is Mehane Shimon, who became Osar the Kikea, so then the Bal Yachol consists in being Mechalel once own Atloy. Once own Atloy. Now, that still does not answer the Sphere in the Ram. That still does not answer the Sphere in the Ram. Now, the question is, the Rambam says, Pamed vor mamurim bishenish bal dobo sheni bashusei, gegen shenish bar ruben al shimen, shelo yeyler bishreira, oi shelo yeychot boso, bechayetze bezit, avon yish bar ruben shelo yikon shimen bishusei, vishelo yeyne min choso, viova shimen minichnas lebeisi shel ruben, vinen min choso shloi das ruben ruben poter, שאריונוס, וישימן חייב שעובר על דובו עושה לילה סייסי, שלו ניש בזה על דובו שהוא ביושב סי, וכן כל כך יצא בזה. So, there is, so the Rabbi Yosemeyach says, that the sheet of the Rambam is like the sheet of Rashi in Shavuos, and like the one washing in Tetzvos in Shavuos, like the one washing in Tetzvos in Midorim, that Shavuos can be Zachepta too. It all depends how we formulate Shavuos. If he says Shvu Shalichu Kikaze, then it's a Nisakal. But if he says Achilas Kikaze also like the Shvu, then Shvu is Nisakal. Then Shvu is Nisakal. And that this is the, and the Yosemeyach mentions the Yerushalmi Rav Yisei Meir Le'eser Yisei O Yishova Shvu O Yishova Shvu Le'eser Yisei O Nafshei. So Rav Yisei says in Yerushalmi that you can ask the heft. But if the Rambam Shita had been like the Ran and the Rashba, that when Ruben is mad and Asas, Danu Yofis Nechosim upon Shimon, then Shimon the name, the Mudar is like Yishayev, this Rambam could be explained the way the Yosemeyach says. But the trouble is that the Shita's Rambam means that by Neder, that he certainly is a Chepzeh. Neder, he certainly is a Chepzeh. So still the Shita's Rambam means that when Ruben Asas, that when Rubin Asaretz, the Anoi, on Shimon, and Shimon is Nene, so Shimon is not like, because of that, Rosh in the Sifri Zut, that Eli Alatz V'lachir V'nayim Tamu V'chlaitzim B'v'yatzim. So that means, even though Nene is Nisachetze, and the Rubin has the authority to Asar, the Anoi and Shimon, so, but it only comes within the Isares of Leitzim B'v'yatzim. It does not come within the love of the Yahud Vopay, so you find it. But, Chaim says, if by Hekdesh, so even the Muda, the Acherim, is a Baal Yachal, because it's a different Baal Yachal. Because there the Baal Yachal consists in being Michalel, the Dushe that took effect to Avloy. So that is Shayach by Nedea. By Nedea, there are two types of Nidori. But by Shvuye, even if we assume that Shvuye's Ramba means that Shvuye can be Isachevze too, but the Isachevze of Shvuye is not superior to the Isachevze of Nedea when it's not Lakos. By Shvuye, it certainly does not take effect. The Hefze of Shvuye, even if he asks the Hefze, he says, Kikel Zeosar like Shvuye. So it doesn't take effect by being Nitves and Hegdesh. That's a Din Neder, not in Shvuye. So why is it high? Now, that the Shita Saramba is, as the Yosemeyach says, that Shvuye can have a Hefze to is Mashma from the Peel Shamish. So that Mishnah deals with Neder, not Shvuye. So when the Rambam explains this Mishnah that deals with Neder, and he says, Hamida Rosh Pirush, Shimova Hamuda La Neder, Hu Anikva Varya, Kigin Shemish Baru Vein Shalikoni Shimon de Beisei, Harei Shemichuyev Shimon Shalikoni de Beisei, Shari Nishba O Masha Hoyo Bershusi, Lifiho, Imova Shimon de Nichnas de Beisei Shalu Vein, הוא עניק חבר, וזהו פירש עמוד הרוסה. והובי זהו עניין בוסו להקש, שהשבוי סבנדורי, אודו מחויב לקיימו, ואפילו שהוא אין הנשבע, והנדיר, אבל נשבע עולב זה רוסה. So here the Rambam is discussing in Mishne the deals with Neda, not with Shvuye. הרי מי הולך אחר עמוד הרוסה. עמוד הרוסה. So but then, He discusses Neder and Shvuye together, b'chodem achim. And he says, and he tells us, this chidesh of the Sifri Zuti. So he says, v'zehu pirash, hamud arosa, v'hobin zehu inyen, v'yoso lehekesh, v'asei lehekesh, sh'ashvues v'anidorim odom lechuyev likaino, v'afilu shu'ine hanishba, v'aneder, avol nishba olof zelosa. So bein Neder, bein Shvuye, so even the Zavosei, who did not utter the Aploye in any way, so he's Mechuyev to Mirkai. Now, he equates Shvuye with Neder. So it must be on the basis of a common ground. If it had been on the basis of separate principles, he wouldn't discuss it b'chodem macht. Now, vis-a-vis Neder, what is the mokia for this aloha de Sifri Zuti? Eili ala latzme, ala chirnayim tam dem laizim v'yase. But he mentions v'asei lehekesh sh'ashvuyes v'anidori. So and by nidori it's on the basis of Isachetze. And since he says v'asei lehekesh, so anshvuyes is also on the basis of Isachetze. But then the question is, so if it's on the basis of the same din as Neder, and by Neder itself there is no malchus. But Neder itself, there is no Malkes, so why should there be Malkes by Shvuye? So by Neder itself, it only comes within the Esef Ha'itzim Kivyasa. within the Yisrasa, not within the love of Balyach Dvorei. Balyach Dvorei is only applies to the Mafri, the one who is in Chalmiz on Afloy, but it doesn't apply to Achir, except when the Neder is a Neder of Hekdesh, or Kinomes, that is Chal, by being Nitves in Hekdesh. But Shmue, even if there isn't a Hekdesh, it's like the other type of Neder, where it's not, where it doesn't take effect by being Nitves in Hekdesh. So maybe there is no Malchus, why does he say Chayim? So, if one wants to say, he can say, does anyone have a Rambam Hilchos Issurei Bia here? No one? Does one have? The Rambam says in the Talmud of Chesed Surah Bia, Halacha Yud-Beit, Habo al Erbo min Arayes, Kinisasif, Afal Pishin Tavonos in the Kar, Chayet. Because Amisasif Uchon Barayes is Chayet. Vichim Vichayot Lav Mu Vishmiyas. So he's also Chayet. So he's also Chayet. Omar Avrolom Chayot Lav Mu Yudati, Lomo, Kov Meikam. So how can you say Chayet in Tavonos Chayot Lav? So there is a chiyuv korb. So, but misasik is part of korb, but by chlom barayes is chayuv korb. But by chayuv lav mishnis there is no korb anyway. So how can you use the term chayuv? So the Mishnah says, what the Rambam says, v'chei b'chayuv lav mishnis, so is chayuv misasik. It means chayuv hashamayim tzaveir. So we see that the Russian Chayev can be used in the sense of Chayev Shamayim. But it's not there. So, Mele, one could argue that when the Rambam says here, so Ruben Poter Shari Onus, in other words, Ruben is an Onus Gomor. So his Poter is not even Chayev Makas Mardus. Shari Onus, Vishimer Chayev. So it could mean it's an Avera, Shimon is either an Avera, the right say. And it could even be Chayev Makas Mardus. Why? Because Job al Dover also they last they say. In other words, he is Eva the Isares. So in other words, so if the Rambam can use the Loshen Chayim, even when it's on Bishedik, because every Misasik, besides being Misasik, so it's also a shade. So there you don't even have a Makis Mardus. So still the term Chayim is used by the Rambam. The Chayev is Masik. How can you use the word Chayev? There is no Kov. So the Keshe Mishnah says, Chayev means Chayev Shemayim. Allah has come with Chamo here, where it's amazing. And it was even a Nisaresev, Chayev Piviase. So Chayev can mean Chayev Makas Malkes. Not Chayev Malkes. The Rambam doesn't say Chayev Malkes. And then the Rosh Hashanah Rambam means, Vishimen Chayev, Sheovar al Dovor, or also Leila says. Vishimen Chayev al Dovor, so he doesn't say Malkes, he means Doboroso Midraise, what he said, is a reset of Plaids and Pipias. That's not a Deichak in any way. Only thing is, I saw in those Xavim, so this part they mentioned the name of Rabbahu, everything else, so Reb Chaim says. But this part is mentioned the name of Rabbahu, I'm not sure that Rabbahu was the one who said it. It might be that Reb Chaim said that part too, but they just mixed it up. The one who voted down. So he assumes that when the Rambam says the Shimon Chayev, he means Chayev Malkis. But how can it be Chayev Malkis? Assuming that according to the Rambam there is a Chayev Malkis of for Yahu by Shimon. That in itself, as I mentioned last time, is not a Shudava portion. But it couldn't be more homo than neder. And the Shita Sarambam is that when the Madir, when Ruben asks the Anoye of his Nechosim Pan Shimen, so the Madir is Chakem Bichayim Malkes for Bal Yachol, not the Muder. So how could it be by Shimen? So it's mentioned there in the name of Ravolo that he said that the Chayim is not on the score of Bal Yachol. On the score of Bal Yachol, there is no Malkes because of the Shita Sarambam. But on the score of Lisishbu Bishvila Shoke, because by Shvuye there is aloche of Mushum Piachim too, by Shvuye. By Shvuye there is aloche of Mushum Piachim too. Now, some in Mele, the sheet is Rambam. Now, I mentioned last time in Machlekes the Ramban and the Raibe as to whether there is Mushbem Piachir in by Shwezid. So we have Aloche of Mushbem Piachir by Shwezidus, and we have Aloche of Mushbem Piachir by Shwezidus. How about Shwezidus? So the Ritva mentions in Machlekes, the Ritva in Shwez, at the end of Shwezidus, mentions in Machlekes between the Ramban and the Raibe. So he says, that's on the Gemara that Lamed Bo. Tone, Oro boi klole boi nidu boi shue. That Oro is a Rosh Shue too. It's a Rosh Nidu, and it's also a Rosh Shue. So he says, Ele Shedas, oh, v'chil adi, v'hu aneik, yeisa b'mush ben p'yacher, b'loshin Oro lasis, v'shaloi lasis, k'dine b'shue. Ele Shedas, v'arambam zao, in other words, the Ritva says that when someone's mashbia somebody else, so the practice is to use for shvue the loshen of all, because all is a loshen shvue. But that loshen shvue of all is used when one is mashbia achir. So he says, v'chvu anei geisya b'mush b'achir, b'loshen of all, lasis v'shaloi lasis, כדילי בשבוי, אלו שדעס רמב״ם זל, שכל המושבה מפי אחרים, אין חייב אפילו בלו שנשבוי ממש, וחנמי בלו שנורו, אלו שאונו עומן, שלא יאומרו דימושבה מפי אחרים בבסט נחייב, אף על פי שלא יאונו עומן, אלו בשבוי סעידוס ושבוי ספיקות, אבל לא יבשבוי זבי. So he mentions in the name of the Ramban, that the Ramban says, there is no מושבה מפי אחרים, by שבוי זבי. Not only if the Mashbia of the Shvuah Zbitu uses a Loshen, or even if he uses a Loshen Shvuah Mamish. In other words, if Ruben will say to Shimei, Mashbiach Ani, Shalitech Lai. So it's null and void. There's no effect. Even though his Ruben said to Shimei, in the presence of Shimei, and Shimei didn't protest, Shimei didn't contradict it, he kept quiet. It has no effect. There's no legal effect. There's no legal. That's what he says. Shall we own good in Mujim Pachir and the best in Chayev, Avon Pishalayon Ome, Elo Bishwas Eidu Shishwas Atma, Avoloi Bishwas Bitu, Ve in the Dasa Raiza, Elo the Av Shwas Bitu, Im Omachon, Ve Shosak, Kin Nishba Miatsme. So the Shidraib is Chayev. And Raiv says that even by Shwas Bitu, so even if Omachon Vishosak, Kinibe Batsme, Udivri Hakil, Kolshemiho in the Haye, Vikolshmi Mohoyoshon, Shemishu, Hola, Odo Melomidaite, Vishiodo Mishue. So the Raiva cheating is that even by Shwez Bitu there is a loche of Mushbe Piacheri. If the Mashbia and the Mushbo were behind the Echo, and the Mushbo kept quiet. But if the Mushbo protested, Rubin said to Shimon, Mashbiachan is on the table. So Shimon said, oh no, what right do you have over me? So then it's not hard. But if Rubin said to Shimon, Mashbiachan is on the table, and Shimon kept quiet, even though in his heart he was angry at Rubin, but since he kept quiet, so the Shvuye is Chalan. The Shvuye is Chalan Shimon. And the Raibe doesn't even limit it to Dovah Shulgah Shusim. The Raibe says Stam. And he says, Udivri Hakel kol Shemicho in the Chayel, vi kol Shemim Moho Yashom, Shem Shvuo Chol Al Odom Elo Midayte, vi Shei Odom Shvuo. So it won't have Shech. So if he's Meiche, then it's certainly not Chal. So Because it requires das. So why, if he keeps quiet? So in other words, so it's like shtike kein doy. But he didn't say anything in his heart. He was very angry at Ruvain for being much behind. Still, the shita of the Raibe is that if he keeps quiet, in other words, of course, the Raibe will not say it. Let's say in a situation where it is manifest that the reason as why Shimon kept quiet is because he was simply afraid of Ruvain. Ruvain might hurt him. So then he wouldn't say it. Because he says, Shein shvur cho ha'odom elo midaitin, she'odom mishvur. So why is it chal when he keeps quiet? Because then, shtike kidoi. But if it is manifest that the reason is why Shimon kept quiet is because Ruvain is an anos, let's say, he's a tyrant. And Shimon was afraid of him, so again it's not ha'odom mishvur. But it's a big chiddush. So in other words, so that means that the Raivet doesn't limit it only to Dovosh Shehuber Shusim. Dovosh Shehuber Shusim. So, and then the Ramban is really, so it's not that the Ramban holds that Shua's Bitu is Mufke of Mujer Biachim. Not that there is a special Zerzakosu, that Shua's Bitu is Mufke of Mujer Biachim. That couldn't be, because the Ramban in the Mishpat Achirem, he has a whole kundras of Mishpat Achirem. So the Ramban says that if a Melech Sanhedrin Deimo imposed the Achirem upon someone that he shouldn't do something, now he explains that. He says this is the Pshudish al Mikro. It's a very strange Ramban. Kochirem Ashayachem Neodom, Lo Yipodim. Moisumas. At the end of the Kesa, Kol Chirem Asher Yocham Min Odom Lo Yipode. Moisumas. So the Tereskianim, Gemara Neirachon says, that means this pasuk implies that Hayetzi Leorek, if somebody was convicted of missing and he was Nigmar Dinei La'ariv, he committed an avera for which his chayv misa, and then was done and was given a dinim with misa. And then another person said, Eirer ze kleini she nikmar dinim with misa olai, he's a robot. He has no eirer. That's the pshat. Kol cherem asher yocham min odom lo yipod. That if somebody said, Eirer kleini olai, who was nikmar dinim with misa, so he has no eirer, he has no value. Meisium. So the Ramban says, there's the drash. But the Pshuti shall mikro is something else. The Pshuti shall mikro is that if Melech Yisrael, the Maimed Bezin Hagodol, impose the Chere upon anybody that will do a certain thing, the way Shaul HaMelech imposed the Chere, anyone who will betray him, and that day, the Melchome. So, and then, so Yonason didn't even know of the Shvui and the Chere that Shaul imposed. So Shaul wanted to have him executed, to have Yonason executed, because it was Abraham that Chere, not the way. So Vayibdo Esom Es Yonason, the Pasuk says. So the question is, how did it occur to Shaul's mind to execute Yonason? He wasn't Chayim, he said. All right, he was Abraham on the Xere, on the Chere, that Shaul HaMelech made. So the answer is, because he did it, Shaul did it. So if a Melech Yisrael puts a chere against anyone who will do a certain thing, even though it's something new, I mean something that's not in Osir, was it Osir? Mitatoro to eat on the day? Show, impose the chere, impose the ban upon anyone who will eat something who will be tame. So he's highly missing. And that's the Ramban, Mishpat HaChirem says, Kol chirem asher yocham min odom lo yipode mois yomos. So it's chayv nisei. But of course, when the chayv nisei, only the Melech Yisrael, b'mayim et bezn hagodol, Kol Yisrael, imposes a chirem. But suppose the tzibur imposes a chirem, not Melech Yisrael, not bezn hagodol, then there is no chayv nisei. But how it is, and why is it hal? So the Ramban mentions in Mishpat Achirem, he mentions the Pirkei de Rav Lezer. The Pirkei de Rav Lezer says in respect to that possible that is mentioned in Shmuel. So he says, Milamei Chachirem Ushvuo Vashvuo Lechirem. So that means that when the Tzibur imposes a Chirem, so that involves a Nisar of Shvuo. That involves a Nisar of Shvuo. Shashvuo Lechirem Vachirem Shvuo. And the Ramban says, now the question is, the Ramban himself said that there is no Mushben Piachirem Vashvuo Zbito. So how does he say that Chirem Yishvo? What does Chirem mean? Melech Yisrael, the man, there's not God or Tzibor. Tzibor imposes a Chirem. But each individual Jew, each member of the Tzibor did not say Amen. So how can there be? How can it be Chal? How can it be effective in Yishvo? Melech Yishvo, Chirem v'Chirem Yishvo. The answer is, it's not, the Ramban Shita is not that Shvuas Bitu is Mufke of Mushben Piachirem. No, the Ramban says that whereas in respect to Shvuas Apikot and Shvuas Eidus, so the Aloch is that the Teveya has the authority to be Mashbia, the one that is Chayev to him, the Nitva. So by Shvuas Bitu there is no such aloche that one person should have the authority to be mashbia somebody else. He has no such authority. Mashink, so it's not that Shvuas Bitu is mufke, that mushben of mushben piachiri. By Shvuas Bitu there is no mushben piachiri because one person has no authority over another person. Mashink in Tzibu, Bezin, Melech, they have authority and jurisdiction over the Yochid. So they can be Majbiyah too. So, and in the Chesedis, so the Mechaber says, that not everyone that is either an Isa Deraise is Chayev, is Poslades. Only if it's a love of Chomos, like Itanev, an Isa of Chomos, like Itanev, Igazlen, Malvibribi, so on, or Elav Sheyesh B'Malkis. So then he says that if somebody took a shwe, and let's say, Shaloich, V'Ochal, is Poslades, or if the Tzibu made a chere, imposed a chere, that somebody shouldn't do something. Let's say, like Chere Rabbi Yash, the Tzibu imposed the chere. And then somebody violated Chokhmei HaTzibur, it becomes poseleides. Why should it become poseleides? The answer is because he's eivah v'lav of shvui, of the tzishbu v'shvul ha'shok. So it's on the basis of this spirit of Rabbi Ezer. Milam isha shvuo u'chirem, v'achirem u'shvuo. And the Ramban mentions it in the Mishpat HaChirem. In the Mishpat HaChirem. So, but the Ramban himself says, there is no mushbe. Mushbe pi achirem by shvuo esbitu. So the Ramban means there is no movement piachirim by Yochid, but because a Yochid has no authority to be Mashbiyah. Mashayink in Tzibu, they have an authority to be Mashbiyah. So then, there is a movement piachirim. So in Mele, the Shittes HaRambam might be that Shvuas Bitu is not Mufke of the Aloche of Mushben Piachirim. But he certainly agrees with the Ramban, not with the Raivich, the Ramban. The Raivich is that any Yochid, even al Dobo Sheini Bashusek, can be Mashbiyah, and if they have the Mushmo, Yishesek, so he says Shtike Kidoy. Even though he knows that he wasn't Maski, so, but he should have protested. And since he didn't protest, so Mele it's Chalad. That's a big Chidesh. That's the Raivich. The Rambam certainly does not agree with that Chidesh. So the Rambam agrees basically with the Shita of the Ramban that there is no Mushben Piachirim by Shvuas Bitu. Why not? Because he has no authority to be Mashbia. But let's say Tzibur, the Ramban himself says, can impose a Chirim, and then it is effective as a Shvuah. Milamicha Shvuah Chirim Bachirim Shvuah. So Mele, even Yochid, Bidobo Shvuah Beshusei. So he has authority to be Mashbia, somebody else. And it's Chal on him, even against the will of the Mishnah. This is what is mentioned in the Ksavim, in the name of the Lord, that the reason is why the Rambam says, that Vishime Chayim, Shehova Aldovo Rosalei, because the Rambam deals here with Nishba Aldovo Shehu Bershusei. So Aldovo Shehu Bershusei, so just as the Rambam says that the Tzibur has the authority to be Mashbiya the Yochid, so even a Yochid has the authority to be Mashbiya another Yochid, Aldovo Shehu Bershusei. Not Aldovo Shehu Bershusei, but let's say Ruvein has the keach, has the authority to be mashbiya Shimon, the Shalim Kones Gershusei, Shalim Chosov. So Mimele, even though the Shita Sarambam is, even though the Shita Sarambam is, that by Neder, so when Ruvein asks the Anoye of his Nechosim upon Shimon, so Shimon is not even Bal Yachol. So that's by Neder, because by Neder there is no aloche of Nodu Mipiachir. By Neder there is only aloche of Nidam Piachir. There is no aloche of Nodam Piachir. But by Shvuye there is aloche of Mujim Piachirim. We see that according to the Raimed, on anything there is aloche of Mujim Piachir. According to the Ramban, there is no aloche. But Tzibo has the keach to be Mashbiya the Yochid. Has the keyach to be Mashbiya Yochid, and the Melach be Maimed Bez Nagodo. So, has the keyach to such an extent that if somebody is even on the Chayr and on the Shvue, so then he's in Chayv Mitzvah according to Rambam. So, in other words, so we see that Shvue's Bitu is, that Mujmi Be'achirim is not, that Shvue's Bitu is not Mufke of the Aloche of Mujmi Be'achirim. So, Mimele, the Shittes Rambam is, that Andor Shavu B'Yashu say, there is a loch of Mujim Piachir. But we have, I think, that even if we say it the way the world says, so we still have to explain it according to what the Yosemite says. In other words, why is it that there is a Mujim Piachir? There is a Mujim Piachir in Andor Shavu B'Yashu say, because there is a din of Afloy, there is a din of Shue. And it's a hefze, so Mimele, even without the love of Lisizhbu Bishmila Shoker. Suppose there hadn't been a love of Lisizhbu Bishmila Shoker. So still, Ruben could answer his Nechosin and Shimon Bishwe, if he answers the hefze. Uyishova Shvuo Leser Yisrael Nafshe. So Rabbi Yisin Yerushalm says that he can answer the hefze Lachir. That's the Pshat Uyishova Shvuo Leser Yisrael. So in other words, that one can answer his near the Chepze and Achir. So that's implicit in the Parashe Matis. That not only is there, can one answer his Chepze al Dineter, al Achirim, he can answer Bishvui also al Achirim. So true, that is, so, but it doesn't come within the love of Bal Yachir. Because only within the essay of Klayit and Pivyasir. But inasmuch as Aldovo Shehu B'Yashusei, so the Shvuye is Chal, and it comes within the S of Chayetim Piviase, so maybe we can apply the Aloche of Mujbe Piachere. And the Mujbe is Eber on the love of Lissish Mujbe Lashok also. So in other words, why is there a din of Mujbe Piachere in Aldovo Shehu B'Yashusei? Aldovo Shehu B'Yashusei, there is no Aloche of Mujbe Piachere. The answer is, because Aldova Shemi B'Shul say, so the Shvui is not Chal. So how can there be a loche of Mujim Piachiri? Masha'inkin Aldova Shemi B'Shul say, since there is an Isachevtze, as the Yosemeyach says, there is an Isachevtze in Shvui, and the Shvui is Chal. If it's Chal, so the loche of Mujim Piachiri takes effect. Masha'inkin Aldova Shemi B'Shul say, so it's not Shaykh to say Chevtze, because one cannot answer Shimon's Nechosim and Shimon, or Shimon's Nechosim and Levi. So Mimele, there cannot be any aloche of Mujbe Piachere. But Aldova Shehu B'Yashu say, so even without the aloche of Mujbe Piachere, it can be osher, and it will come within the Yisar Ese of Klayetz and Pivyase. So since the Shvui is Chal Aldova Shehu B'Yashu say, because of the Yisachevtze of Shvui, so Mimele, the aloche of Mujim Pachirim is also Chal. So it's a combination of both. So that's why the Rambam, you see, the Rambam, in Perush HaMishnah, so he equates the Rambam, Perush HaMishnah, Nach Mimzai, Harini Olech Achirem Amud Arosa, Amud Arosa Perush Imover Amud Arlaneda, Hu Anikro Avaryo, Din Shemish Baruben Shalim Kone Shimen Bebeisen, Harei Shemechui Efshimen Shalim Kone Bebeis Ruben, Shaharim Mishba Omashu Hoya Bishusen. So he explains the Mishnah that deals with Neder, and he mentions an example of Shui. And then he says, why is it so? The Oven Zeroyim, Vasele Hekesh, Shashbuy Sanidorim, or the Mechuy of the Kaimon, the Avotishuele Hamishba Vanidia, Avonishba, all of the Lost. So, in other words, he discusses them, Shui and Neder, the Cholemach, by Neder, the Moker is the Sifrizuti. So, without the Xerzakot Pivyase, I would say, even though Neder is a Hefze, but one has no authority to ask of somebody else. A thousand times, it's been stable like that. Just because it's in a Hefze, so it gives the power a person to ask of somebody else, that not. But there is a special Xerzakot. And this special Xerzakot applies only to Klayit and Pivyase, not to the love of Valiach Dvor. Valiach Dvor. So because of that, a Shvuye of Hefze, Bidobo Shehu Beshuse, is Chal. Since it's Chal, so that means he has the authority to ask somebody else Bishvuye. If he has the authority to ask someone else Bishvuye, so Mele the Aloch of Mishmim Piachiri applies. Just as the Aloch of Mishim Piachidim applies according to the Ramban, Ligabi Melech and Sanhedrin, Ligabi Tzibo. But what difference does it make? Whether it's the Melech does it or a Yochid does it? The answer is, a Yochid has no authority over another Yochid. But the Tzibo has authority over a Yochid. The Melech and Bez Nagodl have authority, they have jurisdiction over Yochid. So in Mele, there is Aloch of Mishim Piachidim. Just as there is Aloch of Mishim Piachidim, by Shwes Eidus. Why? Because the Tebeya, the one who is Tebeya Eidus, he has authority over the one who is Chayim Eidus.